Well, good morning, everybody. So now I've learned the trick to getting my fifth graders back up here for the children's sermon, to have them sing beforehand. Well, I am so glad to see all of you here this morning. So this church is church with a little c because it's just one, but all the churches around the world are known as the church with the big C because it's all the different churches. And a long time ago, the early church, right after Jesus died and had been resurrected and had gone back to heaven, the early church met together. They had everything in common. They shared what they had. They ate together. They helped people who needed it. And the Bible reminds us of what the church should be, of what we're supposed to do. So the early church followed the apostles' teachings. Now, those people were standing right in front of them, teaching them things, but we have the Bible. We have the notes from the apostles in the New Testament that teach us what we should do, just like the apostles taught the early church. And so one of the ways that the Bible reminds us of what to do is to read this word, to read God's word, and to do what it says, just like the people so long ago followed the apostles' teachings. They also prayed. When we pray, when we spend time in prayer with God, we remember that God is so much bigger than anything else we face, that God is in control, and that God knows what's best for us. And if we listen, God will tell us what he wants us to do. And it may not happen immediately. We may have to pray and pray and pray about something, but eventually, God will show us what he wants us to do. Now, the Bible tells us that the early church met every single day. Now, we do not come to church every single day, but we do meet together because it's important to spend time with other Christians. We encourage each other and help each other just like the early church did. And they also shared what they had and helped people who needed help. Over and over again, the Bible talks about helping others. God created each and every one of us. And a big way that we can share God's love is by helping others, by showing them that God cares about them and that we do too, and that God has asked us to help them. Because sometimes people only look out for themselves and they don't help other people. But when we help other people and they say, "Why are you helping me?" then you have a chance to tell them about God's love and how God has told us to help other people. So even though the people from the early church have been dead a long, long time, they still have a lot to teach us about what it means to be the church. And we may not meet together every single day, but each and every one of the people out here are here for you. You have Sunday school teachers and choir teachers and mission leaders and VBS leaders and all of these people out here who are here to help you know what God wants you to do, who are here to encourage you and be there for you and teach you more about God's love. And you know what? There are all kinds of ways that you can help other people. It doesn't matter how young or old you are, there are still ways that you can help. Isn't it wonderful that God teaches us what he wants us to do, that we are not alone and that God will show us the way? Let's pray. Loving God, thank you so much for creating the church. Help us to work together to follow you. We love you, Lord. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.